Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Possum. My name is Bandit, and I'm here with
Drake
and Daniel.
And today we are talking about card games. You know how it is: Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Magic, Gathering, and what's
Duel Masters.
And what's that one card game in the furry fandom that everyone plays that's do with sex?
Ferroticon.
Yeah. So
Duel Masters.
Duel Masters. Wasn't that the one with like when they use those little spinning tops, or was that
That's Beyblade.
Yeah, that's Beyblade. Duel Masters was a short-lived semi-popular card game, kind of like similar to Magic.
Was the main character like a guy with like spiky hair? He was a
little
kid.
Main character purple looked hair, like the main character shirt. From the original Beyblade. Well, Dragoon. He looked like the same kind of hairstyle as Goku.
I remember when I was like, I think. Well, how long ago was that series like in? Like what?
I was
year?
Like 9 years old when they came out with the McDonald's.
But card like, but like, what year was that series like popular?
1999, 1990.
Yeah, like early 2000s, because I remember like when I used to, like at a place I used to go to, like after school, like one of those little, you know, clubs and shit, me and a few other kids would like take Legos and make our own little spinny top things, and we would put them on like a flat table and spin them, and the point of it was to see whose would break first. That was our version of Beyblade.
Freaking ghetto Beyblade.
Yeah, that's like poor people Beyblade. Ghetto What's
Blade.
Wrong with you?
I am poor, what are you talking about?
I was poor too, but my mom still got me the knockoff Beyblades.
This
didn't
is
use
called
Legos.
Ghetto Battle
They
Pop.
Had knockoff Beyblades. Where can you get knockoff Beyblades? That's cool.
From the Mexican food trucks.
Ice cream truck man.
See, Daniel knows what's up.
My 99-cent store.
They carried them back. I remember, oh my god. 99-cent store, I remember when they carried Mexican Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I remember the ice cream truck used to sell BB guns to minors. Remember like, the Mexican ice cream trucks?
I think
they still probably do this, but they sell like fake Yu-Gi-Oh cards or fake Pokemon cards. Or
I know if you go to a swap meet, they'll give you like fake Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, they do that. They'll label, but the ice cream trucks, they put them in an actual pack and retape them. So you get open the fucking real Yu-Gi-Oh pack and you get these fucking bullshit Japanese, Chinese craps.
Yeah, the ones I would usually purchase off those trucks, they would come as stickers, so I would be able to peel off the front part, which has the monster and its effects, but not the back, where it's just...
Yeah, the back was a crap.
Yeah, it was crap.
I remember at a swap meet where there was like a book of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and they were mostly fakes, but in the very back I found like a legitimate Winged Dragon of Ra, and the guy was only selling that book for about $10. And I'm like, that's... for a card. At the time, the card was like worth, I think, maybe $70.
Now it's worth nothing. It's worth the Winged Dragon of Ra is worth like $2 now.
Is that the one that's? Are we talking about the one that isn't playable or the one that is playable?
The original one isn't worth crap because they reprinted it.
I remember when I was a child, that trend was going crazy about the whole Egyptian god card collections. Like I remember, each of the Egyptian god cards were $50 each, and my mom would never buy them for me, and I was really sad about it.
Which is kind of how it is. Remember, with everything in general, with comes to collectibles.
You guys ever pulled anything from the Photon packs?
Like the Photon Dragons?
Yeah, the Photon series where like Rescue Rabbit was in it.
Oh. Well, I started playing Yu-Gi-Oh! A little late, like...
Well, this is one of the newer series. This was like last year.
Oh, then it was Polylee and Zexal.
Yeah, remember like...
I stopped in midway through 5Ds because I just got lost in the story.
Rescue Rabbit, for a short period of time, had this huge, you know, very popular, well-needed effect for that series. And so this one card was worth like $120 at the time. And so I wasn't really playing much, but I was what's called a very lucky puller. So I'd buy packs and pull the card. And I'd pull like $500 worth of cards in it. Yeah, I know. I bought three Photon series packs at the pre-release. Oh no, I paid $20 for the pre-release set. They give you five packs and an extra pack that could be a Rescue Rabbit and could be just a random pre-release card. So I opened all the packs and didn't pull any Rescue Rabbit. I opened the pre-release, didn't pull crap. I sold some of the holos I got for like $10, so I lost 10. My friend Charles was trying to pull one for a long time. Talking to him, I went to Walmart and had like $5 gift card I got from Rossier from like the points and stuff, and I spent it on a pack. I was like, fuck it, I have nothing. And I pulled it out and I was like, yes, gotta call Charles. And I listed on eBay and I sold it for $125.
I remember a long time ago when I started playing Yu-Gi-Oh, when I, like right when it became popular in the U.S. All you could find in most stores was like Starter Deck Yugi and Starter Deck Kaiba.
That's the first starter box I pulled. I won my Christmas stockings one morning, had like Starter Deck Joey, Yugi, and Pegasus.
I remember another kid named Cody. He said, okay, I'm going to give you a Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon if you can beat me, and I did. He gives me a fucking metal dragon. It was in Japanese. It was all fucking beat up, had tape on it, had the staples.
And, it has a staple on it? Can you still use it?
It's still intact, and you can use it if you were, like, playing a round in with Japanese cards and shit.
This is why you don't believe in the heart of the cards. Yeah, card through went through surgery and shit. Okay, what about that card, the Yu-Gi-Oh card that... You spell backwards and it says I'm a Nazi.
What?
I think it was, yeah, it was called Izunami.
I never heard of that card.
Yeah, look up Izunami Yu-Gi-Oh card. And if you literally spell, like, read it backwards, it says I'm a Nazi. Izunami. In the original series, do you remember if the prize cards weren't, you know how you nowadays you have to pull them out of your deck and it's like whoever runs out of prize card first loses? I remember I used to play that if you take out of your duplicate pile, like the cards you had separate, and you play six cards you don't want or don't care about losing, and if the other person wins all your prize cards, then you lose and you get to keep all your prize cards. That way, you know, because otherwise there'd be no point in battling.
I liked, what was the one version of Pokemon, the game where they gave us those little Pokeball things you can, like, wear on the side of your pants, and it acts like, like, it counts your steps, and you can actually battle, like, random Pokemon.
Diamond and Pearl? Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum did it.
Wasn't it Soul Silver and Heart
Gold?
Yeah,
it was in all the DS ones. It's called a Pokewalker. Basically, it counts your steps, and it'll tell you how many more steps you need to hatch an egg and stuff.
That was my favorite thing about that game, was when they gave us that, because I was like, you can even choose your terrain of, like, where you're going to be going. Like, you can choose one that's, like, for the beach, one that's for the city, one that's for the desert or the forest. I'm like, this is fucking cool
right
here.
That was Emerald, too.
But, actually, Drake, we haven't even gotten to you on what you used to do with your cards back in the day, so...
Yes, Drake, what did you used to do with your cards back in the day?
Earlier, me and Daniel were discussing how they have very little amounts of a holographic Charizard back in the day.
Yes.
And I was telling him that I had one, and he was like, no way, there's only 250 of them. And I was like, well, that's probably because mine was fake, because...
There wasn't only 250 Charizards?
Oh, I thought you said that's how many they made.
No, I said I had, like, every single original 150 Pokemon cards.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no, Charizard was very, very extremely rare to pull. If you pulled it and you saved it till now, they're worth, like, $500 to $1,000 depending on the first edition or condition.
Alright, so Daniel and I were talking about the worth of the Charizard, and he was saying how they go over hundreds of dollars. And I believe that mine was fake because my Charizard had a little bow above his head like it was a girl. So I wasn't really sure if it was real or not. So I just sold it to one of my cousins for $10 because he believed it was worth a lot of money.
It probably was. You remember when Charizard went off the train from Ash literally let him train at Charizard Island? And there was that, because Charizard wanted to stay there because of that girl Charizard that was there with the bow on her head.
I remember that. Is that where they're like...
Yeah, Charizard looks and sees Ash on the TV fighting Entei.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
He goes
that.
To help him from Charizard Island. Yeah. That bow one is the Charizard's girlfriend.
So I could have probably had a piece of treasure back then.
All right, well, that's all we got for today. This was probably our longest one yet, and... Daniel's got to go, apparently, so I'm going to let him jump off, and I think we'll just cut it here. So be sure to catch us next time on the next episode of Possum, and we'll catch you all later.